How you guys doing? Good. Happy almost New Year. Hope you guys have had a good Christmas and good holidays, all that kind of fun stuff. For some of us, it's always fun. For some of us, not so much. Right? We know there's those two sides to that. So we're gonna dream a little bit today. You guys okay with that? Let's talk about that. Talk about dreaming, what that's like. What does God have in store for you, for us? Where is he taking us? Where are we headed? For those of you that are kind of the A-type personalities, we're going to do things a little different today. What does that mean? At the end of service, we're going to give you about a 10 to 15 minute window to write down your dreams, to bring them up, to get prayer, and to put them in the basket. And then we're going to, as a staff, we'll continue to contend for those. So we're going to have time at the end. So you don't have to know what your dream is now. Maybe you do. But also want you, as the service is going, maybe God starts to share some things to you. Maybe he starts to tell you some things. I've been overwhelmed this morning. I don't know if you're like me, you have people say, oh, I've been praying for you. And that's awesome, and I love that. But this morning it was like I'm feeling something heavy, like in a good way, like, what is that? And Lord's like, that's the prayers of the people who have been praying over you. I was like, it got me. Like, prayer matters. I've never quite felt the Holy Spirit. I've been in some amazing things and times with the Holy Spirit and seen the Holy Spirit move, but I don't know so much for myself that I've felt that. It's just an amazing place to be, to feel the weight of your prayers. So I thank you, those of you that are those prayer warriors. I know my wife's one of them for sure. But I appreciate that this morning, and I can feel that this morning. So we're going to continue throughout the year, but I want you to continue to think about this word dream, and you're gonna contend, and you're gonna fight, and you're gonna crawl, and you're gonna scrap, whatever you gotta do to keep on fighting for the dreams that the Lord has given you. Being a history guy, when I hear the word dream, I think of one speech. August 26th, 1963. Small portion of it, but it says, I have a dream. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and every mountain shall be made low, the rough places be made plain, the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the flesh shall see it together. With this faith, we will be able to work together, pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. Martin Luther King was a man of God. What a powerful, powerful speech. What a powerful life he led. See, I get the privilege of teaching history to our kids for the 11th grade, and we get to go over to the Civil Rights Movement. So every year I get to talk about Martin Luther King Jr. I'm going to get to do it again on the 20th or whenever that is when we celebrate. I'll be doing that thing on Sunday here. Whatever, when I think of dream, I just think of him. I think of all the struggles. Man, if you just watch videos of what they had to go through. Man, amazing. I don't know anybody that could have gone through what that movement, all the people that were involved, because it was all races, all colors, all creeds, all different people that were behind this movement. Because it was 100 years prior that the Emancipation Proclamation had happened and that slavery was abolished. But there wasn't true freedom. There wasn't true equality. See, God wants to do that in us. He wants to break those things that hinder us from experiencing true freedom. He wants us to dream. It takes a dream to make things happen. I was talking with my wife and my daughter the other night, like, what do you dream? Like, I don't know. But I need to have one, because otherwise, where am I going? What is your compass? What direction are you headed? Where are you going? Man, that dream helps. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. He knew what he wanted to do. At whatever cost, at whatever expense, getting beaten, getting stuff dumped on you, getting blasted by water hoses, dogs attacking you, riots. I mean, study it. It's amazing. And I started thinking, where did he get his source of strength? He got it from the Lord. You can't go through something like that unless you're fully dependent on God. See, I believe our dreams are bigger than the little things that you and I may think are big things. I believe God wants us to dream bigger than what you're even thinking right now. His source of strength is the Lord. And then I think of Superman. What do we know about Superman? We know what his weakness is, right? His weakness is kryptonite. But where does he get his source of power? For all you Superman fans, you'll know it's the yellow sun. Okay, we're not Superman, but I'd say we're even better than Superman. I would argue that actually we are a lot closer to Superman than you might think. Just like him, our strength, our courage isn't our own. It comes from something else. It comes from someone else. Our courage and our strength comes from God, from Jesus and the Holy Spirit that lives inside you and me. Jesus said, "I am with you always to the very end of the age." We know that he is with us. And the source of our strength is with us. Unlike Superman, we always have the Spirit with us as our helper. I'm better than Superman. Some of you are like, really? Yeah. I got the Holy Spirit living inside of me. Superman's coming to me for help. Psalms 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, so I am helped, and my heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him." Giving thanks sometimes for some of us is difficult. Dreaming is difficult. I saw some of your dreams as a little water faucet, as you just turn it on or turn it off. And I feel like some of our faucets have been turned off and the flow has stopped. The water has stopped coming. The dreams have stopped. Things of our past, hurts and pains and struggles. I've been praying for things, for family, for friends, for years. And sometimes I just want to stop. That I'm reminded that God is bigger than anything I can wrap my mind around. So if you turn to Luke 5, and you can turn there now, there's a bunch of guys that were out fishing. They'd been fishing all night, caught nothing. So I want to read this to you. We can pick it up in verse 2. So again, Jesus is hanging out, and verse 2 it says, "And he saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets." In other words, they were done. "Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' But Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.' And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.' For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John and sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. See, a lot of us, we read this and we think about now we're fishers of men, which is true, which is what one of the things we should be thinking about. But I want to give a little different perspective today, thinking, well, how does this deal with dreaming? See, this was their workplace. This is what they did for a living. They were fishermen. They'd worked all night and caught nothing. And Jesus says, go out again, go out. Well, it's like, dude, I just washed the nets, man. I'm done. I'm worn out. I'm tired. Here's what I might have said to him in my flesh. I worked all night. I'm tired. I know a lot more about fishing than some carpenter. The best fishing is at night, not in the daytime. All these crowds and loud teaching has scared the fish away. My dad used to say that all the time to me. Shh, be quiet. We're going to go fishing. Like, what fun is that? We already washed our nets. Jesus may know religion, but he doesn't know fishing. See, this is their workplace. This is their area of expertise. Can I submit to you this morning that God is greater than anything you know? It's his wisdom that's going to get us through whatever we got to get through. It's his word that's going to help us understand situations and be able to continue to move forward. When we try to do it in our own strength, that's when we stumble. That's when we fall. These guys had just done and fished all night, and they knew, man, there's no fish out here. Yet God says, go ahead, trust me on this, and look what happened. Their boats were overflowing with fish. They had to call, dudes, come on, I got too many fish. Come help me, we're going to sink. Start throwing fish in the other boats. They were catching nothing, and now they have an abundance. I don't know if you know who Helen Keller is, but at age 6, she got sick. She lost her sight and her hearing. She learned sign language and other things, long story, but this is one of her quotes. It says, "Security is a myth. The reason we don't experience it is because it doesn't exist. Avoiding danger or failure is no safer in the long run than outright risk. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all." From someone who couldn't see, someone who couldn't hear. Those are her words. And I think, God, help us to understand your ways, to put our trust and faith in you like these fishermen did. I guarantee they're stepping out in faith, but in the midst of that, those boats going out, they're going, I don't get it. Anybody been there with the Lord? Like, God, I don't know what you're doing right now. And then all of a sudden, like a few months later, you go, oh, I didn't see that one coming. Anybody been there? Yeah. Hopefully all the time if you're allowing God to guide you. See, I don't think he's going to give us everything that we need to see in order to, if we saw what we had to go through, we probably wouldn't even take a step toward it. We'd probably turn and run the other way. Christ intended to show his dominion in the seas as well as on dry land over its wealth and over its waves. See, God is bigger than a drought. God is bigger than not being able to catch fish. God can provide for you and me. But God wants us to take a risk. He wants us to cast that net out. He wants us to go out into the deep. See, by going out into the deep, now you've put yourself all in. You've put yourself out in the deep and you're going, I got nothing else but God. We had a family thing last night with my wife's side of the family and her uncle's a pastor, and we were talking about trials. And I said, you know, I never like it when I'm in the middle of them, but I'm so thankful when I get through them. And if you haven't learned from your trials, I'd be shocked. Maybe you're in one right now. Maybe right now for you, it's hard to dream and to think big because you don't know the circumstances. You're right, I don't know them, but I've been through trials. I've been through difficult times to know and to trust that God will get me through, and He has. God is on your side. What's holding you back this morning? I wrote a letter to you guys, and I didn't edit it. I just wrote it real quick. I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do? And I just started typing, and I didn't go back and fix it to make it perfect. I like kind of rough and around, rough around the edges. You know why? Because that's like you and me. Oh, wait, some of you guys are perfect. Nah. Here's what I wrote. Letter to New Life Church of Pomona. I write to you today because I want to encourage you to dream big, to not hold back, to give everything you've got toward it. God has put dreams in each one of you. Some of us find it easier to dream big while others have stopped dreaming. I believe the enemy is the destroyer of dreams. The enemy wants you to think that you aren't good enough, smart enough, rich enough, talented enough, tall enough, strong enough, pretty enough, handsome enough, just not enough. I would say to you that he is right. In your own strength, you aren't. In his strength, you are. Every single one of you. One of the things that I love to do, I teach a government class, and I have a bunch of seniors, so senior age. So they just, I have them a semester, so that I have a bunch of them that just left before Christmas, our semester ends. And I take the last 20 minutes of the last time I have with them, and I talk to them about believing in themselves and what they can accomplish. Because somebody down the road somewhere has told you that you're not good enough or you can't accomplish it, you can't do it. And I tell them, it's a lie. All of you are capable of doing great things. See, I can't say through Christ you can do it, but they know there's something different about me. See, I believe that for you, the same thing. You all are capable of achieving, even at your age. Well, we're only like 6th, 7th, 8th grade. Yep. You guys can do amazing things. I believe that. If you will hold on to the dream that you have, God will do amazing things for you and through you. See, all of us are capable of being used. The question is, are we willing to commit to it? Back to my letter. That's how I get sidetracked even when I teach. The kids know that too. Like, ask questions just to see if they'll get me off topic. This is the dream I have for you. They can be accomplished with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. God is your biggest fan and always cheering you on. My dream for you is that you understand that life is not about you or me, but about God, that we would give our lives and serve Him. If you lack meaning and purpose in life, then today the answer is within your grasp. Today I'm asking you to ask God for the God dream, for your purpose and your mission in life. I believe that once you know God as your first love, then life begins to make more sense. My dream for you is the same for me and my family, that you and I would serve the Lord every day of our life, and that this life would not be about you or not be about me, not about us, but about Him and His kingdom, that our lives would tell the story of Jesus Christ, that our mission in life would be to impact the world around us for Jesus. What is the dream that God has given you? Some of you have had dreams since you were a little kid. You can point back to when you were 5, 6, or 7, and now you're 57. God hasn't given up on that. See, when we have dreams, we know we're going to face adversity. You are more than a conqueror. You know the enemy will try to get at you. You know it'll happen. The enemy tempted Jesus. We have an armor for a reason. We're in a fight. We're in a battle. I want to show you a clip. And to me, this clip just kind of sums up life in general. But it's a clip of a football player. They're getting ready to play a team that they don't think they can beat. And the coach challenges him. And I love it because this is just kind of who I am. As I love to take people beyond what they think they're capable of doing. It's one of my favorite things to see. When I coached for years, almost every single kid said to me when they were done, I didn't think I could push myself that far and that hard. I have that same dream for you. I think most of us struggle with confidence to be able to think we're good enough in the kingdom to do great things. I want to tell you, you're more than good enough. God wants to use every single one of you. But this kid gets blindfolded, and he's supposed to do this bear crawl with a kid on his back. And I want you to think about it not from a football perspective, but from a spiritual perspective. Maybe the coach is one of your good friends who encourages you in your walk. I see the coach as God continuing to walk with me and motivate me. But the football player has to put on a blindfold, and he has to do this crawl with the coach in his ear, challenging him, dragging him, pushing him via words. And one of the things I noticed is that in this video clip, his teammates were sitting down watching him. All of a sudden, they stand up and they start to watch. They start to take notice. Do you know if you and I will follow the dreams that the Lord has had for us, the people will start to stand up and take notice? So when you watch this from a spiritual perspective. Go ahead and run that.
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
50. I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I don't want you giving up at a certain point when you could go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. Now get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right. Let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground. Just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left.
I bet he
got it.
There you go. Show me good effort.
Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on, keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
I'm about out of strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
My arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit! No! Keep going! Keep going! Keep going! Don't quit! Don't quit! Don't quit! Brock, Don't quit! Come on, Brock! Two more! One more!
It's got to be 50. It's got to be 50. I don't have any more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone.
I've watched that thing 5 or 6 times. Every time I get tears in my eyes. Isn't that just like life? The problem is you and I try to do it on our own strength. We may not even make the 30-yard line. But when we're blinded and we trust in the Lord, He'll get us further than anything we ever thought we could achieve. He was supposed to get to the 50-yard line, all the way to the other side of the field. See, with God, it's possible. Your dreams have been given to you for a reason and for a purpose. I don't know what that is. You do. When we set these dreams and we put them in this basket, there's some things I want you to remember. Your absolute best. Give your absolute best to God. He said that many times in that video. The kid says, "It hurts. It's heavy. I can't." Guy keeps saying, "Don't quit. Don't give up when you can go further. Don't do it." Your absolute best. So I don't know what that dream is for you, but I want you to take these next few minutes. We're going to have you come up in a minute and pray, and then when you're done praying with somebody, you put that back. I want you to go back to your seat for a minute, and we're going to seal this whole thing together with a song, with yes and amen at the end. If you have to leave, I get it. I want you to stay and be a part of that at the end. But if I can get the prayer team to come up, worship team to come up, we're going to have people that are going to be up here. What I want you to do is to write down your prayers or your dreams. And I want you to bring them to somebody up here. They're not going to read your dream. We'd be here all day if they read all your dreams. They're going to come. They're going to just pray over them. They're going to agree with you. So you may not know. So this is the time right now you're going to write stuff down. What I want you to do, if you have a phone, is take a picture of it so that you have it with you. So you're going to leave one here and you have one on your phone or you write it on two different cards. But I want you to keep referring to it throughout 2019. Don't give up. You can go further than you think. So we're going to take the next 10, 15 minutes. Just you and God writing your dream down. And I want you to come up, maybe individually, or bring your whole family up together to pray together for these dreams. And then when you're done getting prayer, put it in the basket and then go back and have a seat. And then we're going to stand and sing one last song together to seal your dreams, the dreams that God has put in you that we want to see accomplished for His kingdom. So take time to do that. And when you're ready, just come up, come down the middle, and just find someone that's standing up here and just pray with them. are some open people still that are willing to pray with you. So if you want to make your kind of way to the front, we've got a few over here, a couple over here. But for the rest of us, let's stand and let's sing this song together. Let's seal these dreams, these promises, these yes and amen. Let's sing this together.
In Father of kindness, you have poured out grace. You brought me out of darkness, you have filled me with peace. And give the mercy, you're my help in time of need. Lord, I can't help but see. In faithful you are. Faithful forever you will be. Faithful you are. All your promises are yes and amen. All your promises are yes and amen. In beautiful Savior, you have brought me near. You pulled me from the ashes. You have broken every curse. And blessed Redeemer, you have set this captive free. Lord, I can't help but see. In faithful you are.
Pray for you before you go, and if you need prayer for something else and you need to come up, there'll still be prayer people up here to pray with you. So if you want to, you can do that. Otherwise, you can go, but let me pray for you first. God, we thank you for being a God that loves us, that is there with us every difficult, fun step of the way. You are always there, God, to guide us. Help us to learn to hear your voice, to walk in the direction you want us to walk. God, we take these dreams and we seal them in Jesus' name. We ask that these dreams will come to pass this year. God, we will fight and crawl and contend, and even when we are walking blindly, we are going to trust that you know what you're doing, God, because I know we don't. So, Father, I thank you for the dreams you've given these people. We ask and commit these to you this next season. We love you in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Well, if you need prayer for something else, please come up. Otherwise, have a great afternoon. Go Chargers.
Bro.